This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Real estate developers play, never seem to have to pay. Our union signed a contract with the Regional Transit Authority in New Orleans, or rather its management company, TransDev, yesterday. They handle the business end of routes, counts, and schedules for bus and trolley lines in the city. Reading the paper before triangulating a trip between Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee, I read an article about the burden of lower-income workers and their commutes to work in New York City. This is all grist for our mill. One takeaway from the article is pretty plainly presented. In summary, the New York Times reported on a 2013 study in New York City that found that almost 800,000 residents commute more than an hour each way to work, most of them earning less than $35,000 per year. Black New Yorkers' trips are 25% longer than whites, and Hispanics travel 12% longer than whites. I was reminded of a quote from the Greek historian Thucydides writing about Athens hundreds of years ago. The strong do what they can, and the weak suffer what they most. But they must. The reporter quoted a president of the New York City Council speaking over 100 years ago about the building of the subway system in the city. The main driver on the routes was a huge expected increase in property values along the lines. He argued that since real estate interests had lobbied for the project and the ones benefiting, they, not just the public, should bear the cost. Obviously, it didn't happen then, and it hasn't happened since. Another bunch of billions was recently spent extending a subway line there. And once again, developers promoted and the public paid. Meanwhile, workers schlep to their lower paying jobs from farther distances because they can't afford rents closer to work any longer. And they do so on buses in the slowest transportation system in the country for most of the workers. I wish the story were only about New York City, but increasingly real estate interests and their supporters from the president on down, fueled by campaign contributions, push for more public expenditures that skew transportation towards tourism and away from workers, gentrify and jack up rents and eviction rates, forcing zombie work schedules, slow rolls, and hoopty rides to be the thin ribbons holding people together between work and home all over the country. Developers dream and then sell out and run as fast as they can once the sticks are built so that some other sucker works the field, while property taxes rise, rents soar, and the public pays the bills. How about that for a depressing cycle that we seem unable to break in city after city? We're all prisoners to a national policy that no one owns or seems able to change, while we're all forced to pay for it, as Thucydides said, because they can, and it seems because we must. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.